Northwest.
Did you plug it into the wrong one?
OVQ clear. 4 OVQ, KN4 CH left. Ryan 4OVQ. You know, I thought for a minute, I said I caught the last of it. What's going on?
But, yeah, I did call you after you made your call. Didn't get anything back. And somebody keyed up. I was wondering if it plugged it into the wrong place or something, over.
Dad, I heard somebody say, well, did you plug it into the wrong thing? That could have happened many a times over.
I thought, yep, that's a possibility for sure. Yeah, I was getting us some lunch together and heard you calling out there, so I had a couple of minutes. Thought I'd give you a shout. Been doing all right?
And I just sitting outside, let Layla out, and watching her run around like a little idiot. And I called you earlier. I checked into the net last night. I heard you, but I checked in, and which I don't do a whole lot of that, but I just sitting out here just chilling, and I don't think I've talked to you or showed you I bought me a safe, or did I send you a picture of it?
Did send a picture of it. Yeah, I missed you checking in last night. I'd give you a call after the net if I'd have heard you. I heard you a couple of nights ago, and then there was people having, you know, like a roundtable discussion. So after they got done, I called you, but I guess you'd done vacated by then. Over.
I started to text you this morning. I called you on DMR a couple of times. I've been sitting out here with both radios just listening to see what's going on, and everything about the same here. Just doing what I do, which my Monday and Tuesday is the only thing. Rest of the time, I'm just lazy, over.
Retirement or semi-retirement, I guess, in your case, that kind of gives you a license to do that kind of thing if you're so inclined. I'm so inclined, I just can't do it yet. What are you, you on just a handheld, doing, I guess, crossband or something?
My stupidity, I am N4 OVQ crossband repeat. I failed to say that. But yeah, I just thought I'd try that out and sitting out here in the backyard. Sunshine feels good and watching her run around a little bit and just a whole lot of nothing, though.
After that, I'm kind of probably a week late on getting started on my normal springtime and summer activities of staying out in the yard. So they took a couple of months to get over here and get the tree off of the power line from the snowstorm, and they finally got it, and then it's taken me about another month to get out there and start getting that stuff up, because they did pile it up nice, which is unusual for Blue Ridge. They'll usually just cut it off the line and leave it where it drops, over.
Well, I probably didn't tell you. I mean, if I sent you the picture of the safe and all, well, with the keys they gave me, the emergency keys wouldn't work on that safe. Man, I went through rounds and rounds with them up there. I bought that thing on, went and picked it up on a Thursday. Saturday morning, I said, look here, this is what I want you to do for me. I mean, these keys are no good. So I had to show them how to find. They gave me the wrong package with the safe, and the box they had it in had a different serial number. I had three serial numbers. And the one on the safe, they didn't even look at to find the package. They just handed me a package. And I finally got that thing straightened out. I was going to have to take it back. Well, I had to get somebody with a truck to bring it out here. But anyway, I got it straightened out and everything good. Over.
After that, oh man, that's a pain. Yeah, we had that happen to a car one time. We were sold a vehicle, and unbeknownst to us, the VIN numbers didn't match. Well, insurance was fine because when we bought the vehicle, we took it up there for them to get the pictures of it and get the VIN number and all, so insurance was good, but then when it got totaled out, we about had a bout with getting the tag straightened out because of that. Yeah, that was a real mess. Over.
They got some young guys working up there, and I get it, you know, they just trying to make a little money, they run back there and get a package. But when I went back up there on Saturday morning, I said, look here, I talked to a different guy. I said, this is what I need you to do for me. I said, here's the serial number. I took a picture of it off the safe. And I said, I need you to go look in your key box up there because I had already seen their box before and see if you can find a package in there that got this number on it. And he did. The second package, he said, well, here it is. And I went through 2 days. Well, here's the thing. I had everything in my safe and a lot of other stuff. And I said, okay, if something goes wrong with the electronics, the ribbon, I said, I can't get into this thing to get my stuff, you know. But anyway, it worked out. But I was nervous for a couple of days, though.
Said Keith, but go ahead.
After that, thanks, Chad. Yeah, Stacy, I was just saying, I kind of went up to Charlotte last weekend real late. And by the time I got there, you know, come lunchtime, everybody packs up. So by the time I got there, I needed some coax. And there wasn't hardly anybody there, but I did get my coax. Go ahead.
Run my big old fat mouth, and I guess I double with it. But I was telling y'all to go ahead. I'm perfectly fine. I'm just out in the backyard with that little smarty cat of mine that I had to argue with, Keith. You know what I'm talking about. She ain't changed a bit, other than getting worse. I said something to her a while ago, and I thought she was going to attack me. Oh.
Roger that. Yeah, she definitely, makes it be known that I'm in her chair when I get over there. She kind of jumps up in it before I'd never get to it, just to make sure I know, that's for sure. Over.
I don't know, I guess in the old age, which I guess she's six or so now. I've had her five. Well, I got her when she was 3 months old. But y'all go in and talk about the APRS stuff. Maybe I can learn something,
I gotta be going here in a few minutes anyway to attend the lunch, but KO4NUE, KN4PHY, let me hear what you got there, Chad.
Well, first, KO4NUE, Keith, what are you trying to do? Tell me that first, and we'll go from there.
I don't really know yet. Probably just get APRS up and running on the radio here, but would kind of be interested in maybe even doing like a digipeater type setup. Yeah, not quite sure yet. I've still got to get a cable or two, so I'll take it from there. But, you know, I had kind of searched around for some solutions, and there seems to be quite a bit. Dave had mentioned the KISS TNC software.
You know, a couple ways you can do this. One, you just, when you get your APRS radio, before you buy it, just do a little research on it and find out if the packet that it sends out is programmable. In other words, can you input whatever data you want into the packet? And, for example, this 400 Yaesu I got in here, I cannot. It will send out my location, my speed, a couple of other things, but that's not what I need to send out. I want to send out, you know, what if I want to send out a message that says, you know, hey, everybody, have a good day, for example. I can't do that with this radio, or I haven't been able to figure out how to do it. And that's kind of an issue. But there are the radios out there that you can do that with. I don't know what they are. So the solution that I came up with was, let me let this drop. So, our club has a repeater, and we want to be able to see what the battery voltage, the backup battery voltage is, in case commercial power drops. Well, we don't want to drive to the top of the mountain to do that, so the solution that we come up with is an APRS packet. So if we mount a APRS packet up there that just beacons what our voltage is and the temperature, then we can monitor the condition of the repeater from that packet, anywhere we can receive it from. So that's the angle I'm going from. If you're just doing a packet to be mobile, you know, that's one thing. But we're using it as telemetry to actually monitor the condition of the repeater. And here's how you do that. I'm not a programmer, and I do not speak any kind of language like that. So Dave is a master at it, of course. But understanding that it would take me years to get to his level, there is a product that you can use called a WX3-in-1 Plus. And it is basically plug and play. You order the cable that you want with it, and you can use any radio. It doesn't have to be an APRS radio. It can be a piece of junk, $10, 2-meter basic transmitter. And you plug the WX3-in-1 into the front of it, USB cable into the back of it. Download the free software, and you tell it what you want to do. Do I want to make it a digipeater? Do I want to make it an iGate? Or do I just want to broadcast, hey, everybody, this is Chad in my packet. And you open up that software, which is pretty easy to use, and you type in whatever you want to type. And when it beacons, exactly what you typed into it. Let me let this drop. Last thing is, there's also data ports on the back of it. So you can plug any kind of sensor you want to into it. For example, with the instruction book, it says if you are, you know, a nuclear power station and you want to monitor how radioactive something is, please contact us and we have the correct sensor that will work with that. If you want to measure temperature, if you want to measure voltage, you can actually plug a weather station into the back of it and transmit that data and turn your APRS packet into a weather center for everybody to use. So the cost is, I think it's $150 for the whole package, which is the WX3-in-1 plus the data cable. And it is pretty much plug and play. So, you know, take that. That's what I've learned with it. Really simple to use, and I have no complaints with it. Over.
For CHY, I can see it. KO4NUE. Yeah, good information. I was not aware of that device, and yeah, that does look pretty pretty nice. And that's kind of what I was aiming to get at. Eventually, I guess I'm somewhere in between you and Dave. I like playing around with microcontrollers and stuff. I'm not a great programmer, but I can muddle my way through and copy and paste stuff and make modifications and usually get where I need to be after usually way more time than it should take. But yeah, this radio has a TNC built into it. So you can, just through a console, send commands and data through the console, and it'll take care of receiving and or broadcasting it out. I know it does have customizable APRS packets, and that's kind of like what, you know, kind of in the spirit of ham radio, I want to piece around and hack together stuff.
If I make some work over. Well, keep in mind too, the added benefit here is if you don't want to spend the bucks for, you know, $500-$600 TNC radio to do that with, you know, if it's beaconing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for years, you know, that's a pricey radio to deal with. With this, it doesn't matter what radio is. It can be a handy talkie, for example. You buy, you know, a $10, 2-meter basic whatever, transmit till it burns up, and then you go buy another used $10 whatever and plug it back up to it, and you're back in business. So that's kind of we had the financial side of it to work with too, so that's kind of our deal there. But I understand what you're saying.
Like I said, I wasn't aware of that device. That is a very interesting device too. And yeah, David said something about he found what he thought was basically the perfect solution, and I can definitely see that. So I'll probably end up with one of those down the road too. But for now, I'm going to probably hack around and see what I can put together. Not really worried about the finances. It's just something to occupy my time there. Over.
Stay sane. That's my deal. Keep my mind busy so I can, stay sane, basically. I get it. But anyway, well, listen, Keith, I got to step on out, bud. I just got in from a deer camp, and I got radios and things laying everywhere. So let me get back out and be safe. If you decide to get one and you need help with the programming, hey, I'm good on QRZ, or you can pick me up on the repeater. I'll be glad to help you with it. KL4NUE and KM4CHY. I'll be clear, Keith. Have a good day. 73s to both of you.
Appreciate the info. Yeah, good talking to you. And, you give me something else to look at and spend money on and play with, so it's all good. And I'm going to have to jump out to Stacy and go attend to the lunch that I was in the middle of. You two gentlemen have a good day. KO4NUE, KNN4OBQ. This is KN4CHY. I will be clear and cooking at real final.
Keith, Chad, I don't think I ever met you, but anyway, that was some good information, and I'll keep that in mind. And to tell you, Keith, the mall gave me all their tech radios. And, I mean, they practically knew. I just don't know what to do with them. I don't know. I don't know if you can find out something about them, we'll get together. But they gave me every one of them over.
4OBQ, KN4CHY. Yeah, that sounds really interesting. They still, I know I was kind of obsessed with that little small tech radio. Did you end up with any of them, or did those get gone?
They gave me all those little tech radios. You remember we went through the Motorola thing, right? Okay. Gave them back, and they got new tech radios. Now they have gave me all of those with the chargers. I want to get with you to see what we could do with them.
We will definitely have to look into that, because I think that would be an excellent little hotspot radio. We'll get together. I need to get in there and finish up dinner or lunch. So we'll catch you a little later in 4OBQ, KN4CHY. I'll be clear and listening.
I'll send you a picture of a couple of them in the chargers and all, and we'll get together later on. I can holler at you later on today. I think I'm gonna fool with this radio and DMR today. So, but I'll send you a picture or two, and then we'll get together and talk about it. KN4CHY and 4OVQ. I'll be clear and listening. 7J and 4OVQ.
Smoking this morning, thinking you're going to get Indy 7J, Stacy, in 0TR.
What you doing in 0TR in 4OVQ?
You're going blind looking at the computer. Just come back in from going out and gathering eggs. And going to mow the grass here in a little while, but it's 62 and... that's okay, but there's 11 mile an hour gusts, and that makes my bones creak. How are you doing, Stacy?
Tom, hope you and Bernice are. I think she might have done cocked you between the eyes if you can't see that computer. But anyway, I called Bob a couple times this morning, and I don't know what Bob does anymore or his schedule. I just thought I'd give him a shout out.
Sincere old TR. Well, you know, I hadn't heard him in probably, it's been 3-4 weeks. He was doing contracting work, and he's real busy. He moved his dad down there to his house and is taking care of him. He's got some medical problems, and he's a busy guy. I know Rusty said him and Bob were going to do some horse shows. When were they going to start those, Bernice? Oh, not until August. Well, that's way down the line, so that's irrelevant. That's the best news I've had recently.
Oh, well, that's interesting. So I guess Mom's gone. Moved his dad down there, but it's been a while since I talked to Bob. I think he sent me a Merry Christmas thing or thank you, one of them. But anyway, well, I'll be down. It's kind of unusual to catch up to him for 3-4 weeks. That's kind of worrisome, but I guess everything's okay.
Well, checked it was. Stacy, his health was good and all that, so haven't been concerned. I did see a post, Tom, can't remember his call sign now for the moment. He had surgery the other day, and Bob posted on the Greer Amateur Radio Club flyer thing that comes on the that he wished him well. You remember Tom's call, Bernice? She's over here getting some ribs ready to cook for tomorrow and just finished making some, what is that, pineapple zucchini bread? Yeah, it just come out of the oven. But yeah, so he's still ticking.
Good news. What time y'all gonna have them ribs tomorrow, did you say? I mean, Greer ain't that far away, Ocean.
Well, I'm not sure. We usually eat early in the afternoon, but she was going to make them for today, and what happened? We got tied up doing what, Bernice? She don't remember. She's getting old like me, Stacy. It's that rare disease, you know, HEE.
Friend of mine tell me the other day, I got to where I tell him the same thing 2 or 3 times. He said, do you not realize that? And I said, no. And I'm serious when I say this. He told me last night, he said, when you going to see your doctor? I said, well, May. I'm on a 6-month thing. And he said, you need to tell her and see if she can give you something for that. I mean, he said, within 2 hours, you done told me 3 times. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't remember that, Oaks.
Yes, you are. Right. Well, I just tell everyone I'm 47 and dyslexic, Stacy.
What's the matter with just keep lying over and over? You know what I'm saying?
The number's reversed. That's not lying.
You know, we've talked about it a couple of times this past week or so, and but it's all good. I'm still here. I'm waking up every morning, so I'm good with that. But I had a little niece had a wreck Monday evening, had to be helicopter had to pick her up, take her to Greenwood, and the person in the car with her, which was one of her little friends. And so it's been a trying week for my family. Now she's at home and everything good and going to be okay. But I told her, you need to start thinking a little bit. You've had 4 wrecks in 2 years. That don't add up, over.
you're absolutely right. That's too many. And somebody not doing something. She ain't gonna be able to buy insurance for one thing. That's the sad part. And it's when she sees the bill for that helicopter ride, she's gonna swallow real deeply, I think, and think about that.
Thinking and what somebody told me, you talking $90,000 for the helicopter ride. Me and a friend had to do it. Had to have two. Now, I don't know who the two was, but took both of them to Greenville. And she's already at home. And they said the way she came in her condition, it would take 5 to 6 days for a normal person to come out of that. She came out in 24 hours. So naturally, my family is they was a miracle because of the prayer of
helicopters. Getting them to facilities, the main thing, I think. We got hit by, I always say, the Flying Nun up in Missouri years ago, and she broadsided us. She ran a stop sign, a stop light and a stop sign, I might add. And, boy, it scared the dickens out of us. And we'd never been in an accident in all of our lives other than a little fender bender one time. And the guy ran in the back of me out in California when we was in the Navy. And he ran up there and he said, "I'm in a hurry." And he says, "You want to turn this in?" And I said, "Well," I got out and looked at the back bumper and didn't bother that old 62 Ford in him. He jumped up on the hood of that Volkswagen and smashed it down, and away he went. But, boy, I'll tell you, we was running 55 miles an hour, and this old gal run that stop sign, and it scared us to death. It sounded like an explosion.
Well, she's saying now, my little niece is saying that don't take for granted what a vehicle can do. I'm like, okay. You're saying that now after 3, this is 4. She said, "I think I want to be a missionary." They got to do reconstruction surgery on her face. She broke her her nose, I mean, naturally, her whole face. I mean, she's going to be fine and still going to look good, but they got to re-break her nose, I guess, and she got some cheekbones that was messed up, so... Hope they get all that straightened out. But anyway, I guess you heard our conversation. I was just listening to them, and me and my friend, Ken 465, we generally talk on DMR, which I got that radio out here, too. But that's how I like, you know, talking on the telephone. I've tried to get Bob into it. He just don't want to do it, though.
Well, how old is your niece, and what kind of car was she driving? Was it her fault?
Her 20s, and she hit a tree. It was a one-car accident because she was on that cell phone trying to text somebody. Okay. Man, I mean, it was just all had our whole family just messed up all week. You know, and, well, there ain't much our family left anymore, but she done got home. It just happened Monday evening. She got out of the hospital Thursday night. Even though as bad as it was, the hospital is mesmerized that she just came through like that. I mean, yeah, she's got now they look kind of purplish yellow eyes, you know, but so everybody's saying prayer did it, you know, they are a God. Well, I wish he'd stop this war. Over.
Belarus is going to invade now from the other side of them, and Putin's sending in more mercenaries to kill Zelensky. I think we're in a lose-lose situation there, trying to help them out even. It's a shame. Even the Pope's condemned it. I I just go along with most of them. He's just a murderer. Of course, I've always thought that. I was in the military during the Cold War, and you learn who to trust and who not to trust real darn quick. Of course, we learned a lot more than the civilians learned back then. I don't know if we do now or not, because every blabbermouth press in the country blabs everything we do and how we do it. We'd have been court-martialed if we give away secrets of our country. And it's just a terrible world out there now. And that texting is one of my biggest pet peeves there is in the world. I'd never, ever text it until we come down here from Kansas. And, Stacy, if I get a text that comes through, I just hand the telephone to Bernice. There's just no way that anybody can drive and text and do it safely. They might get away with it for a while, but eventually it's going to bite you. This is your old TR.
TR in 4OVQ. Yeah, I know, Tom. I hadn't heard that about the Belairs. Is that who you said? Is that something that's going to be against us also?
Belarus. They're right next to the Ukraine. They're a small country. One of the breakoff countries from Russia. Yeah, you know, I was talking to a guy in Costco's a month or so ago, and we were sitting there eating something and at the deli, and Bernice and I said, "Do you have a Russian accent? Where are you from?" And I can't remember if he said Ukraine or Belarus. It was one of the two. And he was telling me how great Putin was. And I said, well, you know, and how great their country was and all, and what a great leader. And I said, well, he's the one that killed a lot of civilians and that, and was in the KGB and whatnot. I said, if it's so great over there, I said, why are you over here? Oh, my country sent me over here. And I said, well, you obviously work at out at BMW. And he said, yeah. And I said, well, why did your country send you over here if it's so good over there? And he just kept laying it on me, and I said, well, sounds to me like you better pack it up and go back over there, and you'd be much happier. I just so wanted to explode. But, you know, they don't, if anybody says anything against them that lives in Russia, they wind up with their head in a suitcase. So those people don't know what's going on down there, Stacy.
I say, you know, it's something bad wrong, but I'm not going to get into politics on the radio. There's something bad wrong, and I'm looking for what I'm thinking in my mind, and I got this right, I guess. It's looking towards the end of time. That's the way I look at it. I was Bible raised, and, you know, that's what I'm looking at. I've heard of Russia all my life, and I never thought, I guess now, what I've heard, I'm looking at it, Opus.
See, you're far from wrong. It's a sad situation there, and I hope that idiot up there in the White House don't get us into a war, because they're starting up all over the place. I seen this morning, and where the Yemen rebels over there launched white strikes into Saudi Arabia on liquid natural gas sites, oil sites, and one other infrastructure of Saudi Arabia. And, you know, we provide Saudi Arabia with their air force and all kinds of things. And it's just, the world's going crazy right now. And we needed a strong leader up there, and we ain't got one. And those idiots in the legislatures ain't much better. But I just hope they get some peace in this world. I never seen a war that was good yet, Stacy, and I was in one. They all stink.
I get it. You know, I don't know what's got. Something's got to happen. Something has got. You can't just keep killing babies and women. I mean, come on. I think women, in my case, you met my girlfriend, Debbie. Bernice is the backbone of you. Don't be killing these women, because us men don't know which way to go, folks.
Shut up, Bernice. I didn't tell you could talk. You know, you're right, Stacy. I'd like to see, what's that governor's name? I just had it on the tip of my tongue. Nikki Haley. And maybe that black senator from Tim Scott from South Carolina in there. But, we better not talk politics. Yeah, I was just talking about countries there. But I've never seen it this close since the Cuban Missile Crisis. And it's that close, and that guy's that crazy, so, wow. And there ain't no place to hide anymore, Stacy. I think the only one's got the corner on that might be our friend, Kalforian UE. He's the smartest one of all of us.
So, and I did hear Bernice in the background. She got that in. But, you know, I look back on that, and I said, well, what for Debbie? I'd be doing this and doing that. And but anyway, man, yeah, that idiot that we got, I hope everybody that voted is happy. You can't be happy when you pull up to the gas pumps. N0TR, N4OBQ.
N0TR, I'm into that. And you can't deny he shut it off. All of them are saying, oh, no, it's Putin's fault. No, it ain't. He's the one that shut our infrastructure off. But, yeah, they're getting what they voted for, all right. Wow. I'd be ashamed, but at any rate, you know, we all make mistakes. Jimmy Carter was a great man, but he was a lousy president, and I voted for him. I vote for whoever I want. I don't care what party he's in, but this one's been a flop, I'll tell you for sure. And nothing we can do about it now, Stacy, for the next 4 years, except cross our fingers. My neighbor's really worried about it. He was telling me yesterday if they hit Atlanta with a atomic bomb that it would spread the radiation out 400 miles real quick, and he's probably right. So where are you going to hide? There ain't no place. Well, it's a beautiful day out there. What are you going to do the rest of the day? I don't think you can shake Bob out of the bushes unless you just call him. Like I said, he's been pretty busy. I did talk to him on the radio 3-4 weeks ago, but that's about... I haven't been on much station. I was accused of making illegal transmissions here one day, and I thought, oh, the heck with it. Because I didn't ID soon enough. After 27 years, that just... and coming from who it did, it just... I thought, oh, Jesus, this is... as low as it gets. So I haven't been on much lately. But hope you're doing okay, and I'm sorry to hear about your niece. And, Bernice and I wish her well. That's a tragic happening. But I'd sure either take the cell phone away from her, tell her no more texting or something. I think they ought to inhibit that texting whenever you're moving in the car. And that all telephone calls be wireless, because it can be done so easily anymore with Bluetooth, and it can be added to any car that don't have it, very cheap. It should be hands-free all the time. And if it isn't, that phone should be inhibited. And they could do it, but These telephone companies making billions of dollars. They ain't going to do it, Stacy.
I'm not going to do a whole lot of what I'm already doing. I'm sitting out back and let my little kitty cat that I've had for almost 6 years. I got her right after I had my heart attack. I wanted some company, and boy, I created a monster. So I'm sitting out here with her, letting her just do whatever she wants to do. She's solid black, got a couple white spots on her belly. And I said something to her a while ago, and she turned around and made it like she's going to eat me up. I said, well, what's about? Are you mad today? But she's something else. But we've done this for almost 6 years. But that's about it for me. And glad you came in there, Tom. I just been listening to the radio. I don't do this whole lot in the mornings. But anyway, good to hear you and Bernice. And y'all holler at me when you can. And I'll holler at you, Tom. N0TR, N4OVQ. I'll be on the side listening.
Okay, Stace. Well, it's great to hear from you. I just couldn't resist. I hadn't had the radio even on. I picked up a little bit of you and Chad and Keith. But he was talking about things that are above my head there. I know what he's talking about, but not how to do it. But he's a great, great operator, and he's done a lot for amateur and has really progressed very rapidly. And so is his wife, Anna. And we love having him over and visiting with him. And I went up to his cabin in the mountains here a while back with a group of radio guys, and we had a ball. But you take care out there. I haven't been doing much HF for about 3 days now, with storms in and out, and I just looked at QRZ there a minute ago, and I don't do digital, so I haven't seen much, but the sunspots are fluctuating a lot, so we can look really forward to amateur radio getting better, and you'll be able to talk all around the world anytime you want. Take care, Stacy. If you're up this way, come by and see us. I probably wouldn't even recognize you anymore. You're getting old. See you later. This is N0TR 73, and I'm clear.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I am getting old. I don't have any hair no more. I just keep it shaved off. I'm just old, bald-headed. I'll be 67. Yo, geezer. I guess I'm thinking I'm still young. Anyway, always enjoy talking with you. And good to hear you. I'm glad you hollered at me. And we'll get back together. If you talk to Bob, tell him I called him a time or two. And y'all have a good day. NJOTR, N4OVQ. I'll be clear and listen.
I am N4MRY.
For RIM, go ahead.
Just had a response from Jill. She's been stuck in traffic because of a wreck on the interstate. I'm not sure at what point in the interstate she's at, but just wanted to let you know that she may be delayed also.
Let them know if I get there before she does. Appreciate it.
Am I clear?
I am clear and listening.
WV6Z. Name here is Tom. I'm not too far away from the machine, but I'm doing some radio work, swapping some stuff around and whatnot, and I just put this junky radio in a shack as a backup, and I'm going to move the one it's replaced out to the car. I was just wondering if it was sounding okay and getting to the machine okay.
My name's Joel here. Yeah. past the semi-truck, and there was some static, but it might have been interference from his radio. Other than that, you're sounding pretty clear on this end.
Pretty much. I appreciate the signal report. I certainly do. Take care and have a good one. Be careful out there, mobile, buddy. 73 and catch you again later. WV, 6F.
I'm 73's to you as well, and I'll be clear on the end of this. KO4 RIM clear.